This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name is Stephen Papelau, STEPHENPAPPALAU. Date of birth 12/17/1955. Date of appointment April 11, 2024. Requesting physician William Finney, WILLIAMFEENEY. Dear Dr. Finney, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephen Papelau today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man, who was admitted to the LS Hospital, ELLIS, in the month of February, and in March he went to the Sunnyview Hospital, and since April 3rd he's at home. Initially, he went to the hospital with respiratory failure, and in the hospital, he had a brief cardiac arrest. Which was felt likely to be severe hyperkalemia, and that required urgent dialysis, also had component of bradycardia, which was related to verapamil. There was a question of post-arrest seizure. But EEG and MRI of the brain were negative. It was felt that this is myoclonic jerk, so Keppra was started. He had tracheostomy, and then tracheostomy was removed. Today he is here in my office for follow-up. He is having still left-sided on and off shaking, especially when he wants to use the left side. He walks with the help of the walker and assistant, cannot stand up alone. Going to get the outpatient physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy 2 times per week. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, coronary artery disease, orthostatic hypotension, GERD, chronic kidney disease, myoclonus, attention deficit disorder, urinary retention, dysphagia. Past surgical history, tracheostomy. Stent. Allergy to prednisone medication, Lantus, Humalog, atorvastatin 80 mg, baclofen 20 milligram 2 times daily, cholecalciferol, doxazosin, finasteride, capra 500 milligram 2 times daily, loratadine, magnesium, mirtazapine 15 milligram daily, nadolol, pantoprazole, verapamil, trazodone 50 milligram daily, sena, quetiapine 25 milligram daily. Socialist does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is married with his wife, have 6 children. Family is T, mother deceased with coronary artery disease. Father deceased, cancer of the lung. 3 sister, 1 daughter deceased, 1 sister deceased due to the drug overdose. 2 brother, 1 brother deceased, MI. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin. Metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having trouble walking, some jerking of the left side. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70. Heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflex 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Patient came into the office in wheelchair, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, myoclonic jerk. Number 2, history of cardiopulmonary arrest 2 times. Number 3, ADD. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to taper and discontinue the Capra and the baclofen. I will continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. We will repeat the MRI of the brain and EEG with the next visit. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.